Test paper. Part A. Situation. You are Gary Tang, the editor for a technology magazine called Neotech. You are working on the next issue and a survey of readers' opinions on the special summer issue. You will have a total of 3 tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the question-answer book and on the recording to complete the tasks. You have 2 minutes to familiarize yourself with tasks 1 to 3 before the recording begins. Task 1. You are discussing the details of the next issue with your manager. Listen to the conversation and choose the best answer. In the next issue, we'll feature a special model of mobile phones. Do you have any suggestions?
Maybe we should focus on the latest mobile phones with different applications. The apps such as music download and games and the latest intelligence assistant are very popular nowadays.
Well, it's true that the latest Y phones with the smooth touchscreen and applications are very popular now. That's why all the other technology magazines are featuring them. But I want to feature something different.
How about the incredible camera function with the new optics? The 8-megapixel resolution and a custom lens. It's like a camera phone which allows you to take amazing pictures.
Your idea is good, but I still think that smartphones are a bit over-reported in the other magazines. Do you have information on the other models at hand?
Let me see. Some new designs still come with a keyboard. I guess it's because inputting words into smartphones is still a problem. I have information on 2 models. One with a sliding screen, I mean a hidden keypad, and another one with a keypad on the phone.
The sliding screen seems outdated, and some users found it troublesome and easily broken.
How about the phone with the keyboard and screen on the same side?
That's the one I'm looking for. That'll be featured in the next issue. What's next?
We have to introduce a new gadget in Gadget News. I've got 4 choices for you to choose from.
Let me see the photos. I think the SLR camera may only be of interest to photography lovers. The new intelligence massage chair seems nice, but it's not really a gadget. I like the video-corded phone. The design is quite nice. Wait, what's the last one?
It's an electric two-wheeler. It runs on a rechargeable battery, and so it doesn't cause any pollution. It's light in weight and easy to operate. It's designed with a handrail and footpad so that the user can stand in a comfortable position.
So how does it work?
It's equipped with a control panel which allows the user to adjust its speed and direction. There is also a screen which shows GPS images.
It sounds fascinating. It's power efficient and environmentally friendly. It's really a new mode of transport. Let's introduce it in the gadget news then.
Great. I watched a TV program last week about new robots in Japan. I think we can also introduce Japanese robots in the same section.
New Japanese robots? Sounds like an interesting topic.
Yes, robots are developed to make our lives easier and can help us do different tasks.
Is the new robot for home use or commercial use? I know some robots are used in factories where they work on an assembly line doing repetitive tasks. There are also some robots used in restaurants to serve customers.
This one is for home use. The new robot is a baker. It can bake cakes.
Bake cakes? That's amazing! Does it store recipes and give instructions when we're baking?
Actually, it does more than that. You don't need to make the cake yourself. You just need to choose which type of cake you like by pressing a button and put all your ingredients in it. Then it'll automatically bake the cake for you.
Wow, that's certainly a great robot for cake lovers. Our readers will like it too.
Yes, I hope so.
Since there is a new section in the next issue, we need to decide on the icon.
What's the new section about?
It's about how the internet enhances communication. For example, new gadgets or software which people can use to share ideas, hold meetings, and make business deals on the internet.
I see. Let me check our image bank. How about this one with the shopping trolley? It can mean doing business, like buying and selling.
Well, but it's more like e-shopping, which is another section in our magazine.
Or we can just use a robot like this and put the section name inside the box. Just joking.
I know you're only joking, Gary.
How about this one? You said that it's about using the internet to hold meetings and communicate with other business partners. I think this image showing a group of people meeting around a table seems quite nice. What do you think?
It's okay. Are there any other images?
Yeah, this one with a globe. It's as if different points from around the world are connected by the internet.
I prefer the one with people. This one doesn't show much about communication.
Okay. Last thing, what should be our main focus on e-shopping tips?
Are there any good bargains?
I've heard that this item is good value for money.
Oh, I've got one of these. It's great for listening to songs. The sound quality is good, and the earphones that come with it fit nicely into your ears.
It can store up to 300 audio tracks, and I can easily find songs by touching the screen. It even supports hands-free control. You can record and specify your own commands to control the machine.
That's smart. Let's talk about it in this issue. This is the end of task 1.